Welcome to another Ag Perspectives podcast, conversations that we have on a periodic basis with newsmakers in the world of agriculture, not just in Oklahoma, but across the country and around the world as well. Today, pleased to have along with us the newly elected president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association from Stuart, Oklahoma, Michael Weeks.
Tell us a little bit about your role, about your cattle operation and why you've elected as a younger producer to be involved in the cattle business.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, sir. My brother and I have a commercial cow-calf operation down near northwest of McAllister. It's been in our family for years. Our parents are still actively involved in it. And just as far as involvement in the Cattlemen's Association, well, I got involved in our county Cattlemen's Association. A lot of people that was really doing some good. A lot of the older generation was kind of in that, and there wasn't much younger generation to kind of step up and take that role. And I just to see as we move forward to be a more sustainable organization, the young people just really need to step up and take a part and take an active role in the leadership in such a great organization. Yesterday I had the opportunity to go to the past President's Council luncheon. And just looking around that room at the years of knowledge and experience, and those are the ones that put the framework and the building blocks together of this great organization. You look at that and you're just so thankful for what they have done to put that together and make it to where it's for generations to come. They've done a really good job, I think, when we have a terrific staff that really represents the Oklahoma beef community very well. And that representation needs to be move forward. I went through CLA. That was a great eye-opening experience to see each aspect of the beef industry and how it plays into the overall food supply, not only of Oklahoma, but of the world, because we are a world beef supplier as well. A lot of people don't think of Oklahoma maybe as that. We think of it as kind of a local type deal, but we participate in international markets. So it is a big scheme that of things that we look at. So we just need people to take the opportunity and really embrace it and to move forward, because we've got to continue to keep moving forward. We still do look at preserving the history of the ranching of Oklahoma, but then also we have to protect and promote for the future generations. And I think that we've got a good group that moving forward, great leadership that's installed that's going to help us move in that direction.
You alluded to the fact that we've got a rich history, but there's obviously things that can be done in the days ahead that will be important for the maintaining of the cattle industry as a way of life as well as a business. And it's a combination, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It really is. I mean, you do have to look on both sides of it. You know, we want to continue to keep that history, and we have a lot of historic, iconic ranches in this state that have a lot of history behind them. But in order to protect those ranches for those future generations upcoming and those families, as well as our family as well, too, I mean, we've really got to have somebody to be proactive, being at the Capitol, protecting our interests, because everybody's in a busy, fast-paced life now. And don't have the time to be at the Capitol or be at departmental meetings and things like that. And they know that we have to have a trusted voice at the Capitol and at those meetings. And we have to have a voice at the table. I mean, you know, some things that maybe some people don't agree with, but if you're not at the table, you really don't have a say in it. So I think that's what Oklahoma Cattlemen's really does for the beef industry. They provide that voice. They provide that presence. They're very well respected, I believe. And they take their opinion to heart. I think the legislative presence that we have there definitely sees the importance of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association as the trusted voice of the Oklahoma beef industry. And so I think that's going to be a very important. I just hope to continue to lead this organization in the direction that it is already going and continue on that path. I think that we've got the great framework set up. And I think we have the personnel to do it with, and I'm just excited and honored to be able to lead it.
What are there a couple things out there kind of in the back of your mind that you feel that you'd like to see, the OCA get more involved in, or you know, continue to do? Maybe they're already doing very well, that you feel are priorities in your mind?
Well, membership is one of the biggest things. You know, we want to continue to grow. Membership is the lifeblood of any organization, and this is a member-driven organization. I mean, we're all volunteer leadership because we believe in the cause. And we want more people, natural, more producers to support us and be involved. And it's really good to see a lot of younger producers. As you walk around convention, you see a lot of young people, young families, and things like that. And that's a really good sign. I feel like that they're realizing that the beef industry is a big part of their heritage, and they're wanting to continue on in those footsteps. So I think first and foremost, I think membership is a big thing that we're really going to strive to work towards and meet our strategic goals. That will be one of the things that we had our strategic plan going through 2020. My first acts as president will be to reevaluate those strategies and identify some areas where we want to continue, or where we need to continue, where we need to improve what we're doing well, and get us some goals. I've always believed that if you have a goal set forth in mind, it makes it a lot easier for the organization to work towards that and as a whole. So, you know, we ask that of our members if as we move forward and start building this plan, maybe some feedback from them as far as what we are going to be able to do and some goals for us to strive towards. So we will be looking for member input as far as that goes.
I know, you know, one of the things that as a president of a statewide cattle group like OCA, is that kind of thrust you into maybe some dialogue with folks outside of the organization, outside of the cattle industry, outside of agriculture. Mm-hmm. That's an important part of it, I know.
Right. As we look at non-ag producers, they are typically our consumers. Yes, we want to paint a good picture of agriculture and tell our story. Each one of us has a story that we're proud of. You know, we were chosen to be the stewards of God's land, and we want to continue that on and tell our story about how we raise. I mean, we do it for the passion of the industry, or passion of the livelihood, is in my opinion. I mean, that's, we do it because we love cattle. We love the land, and we want to get that message out to the people that maybe have a difference or don't see that way of life for us. They might have a difference of opinion and things like that. But I think that moving forward, that's one thing that we really need to strive to work on and things like that, is actually getting that image out there and showing exactly what we do. Food just doesn't show up at the grocery store. It's raised by somebody, by family members and things like that. And we take pride in it as well.
Wrapping things up, I just detect you've got a lot of passion for the cattle business.
Yes, sir, I do. Since a young age, my grandparents had cattle, my parents had cattle. We were always raised around it, and just working as a family together is just a lot of fun. You know, to be out there with my dad and my brother and my mother and our kids and my wife. I mean, it's just a really good way just to interact with one another. And, you know, again, I kind of lead back to the fast paced life. We're going 90 different directions all the time. But when you kind of get back on the ranch and things like that, you know, you're all together and you've kind of got that common bond, and it just kind of you can take a deep breath and kind of relax. And as you know, I don't think there's anything better as kind of going out through than checking cattle on an evening and them just grazing on some nice green pasture like we've been fortunate to have over the last few months. To me, there's just nothing better than that. So yeah, we've always had that deep passion for the industry, and I just want to be able to do my part in order to give back, to make sure that that's here for generations to come.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Weeks, the new president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. He and his family ranch in the Stewart, Oklahoma area, southeastern Oklahoma, and he has been elected to a 2-year term by OCA at their 67th annual meeting down in Norman, Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.